We're ready. Welcome back to Me Versus Myself podcast. Jesus Guillen here. Welcome to 2024, January 22nd of the year. It's really nice to be back here talking to you. It's been about maybe like 6 months, probably, since you last heard of me. I can't even remember the last time it was that I actually uploaded a video for you. But I've got a lot to update you guys on as far as what's going down, and also I got the day off of work today, so that's kind of was like what prompted me to be like, hey, let's get a episode in today and let's see what the people think about what's been going on and the recent developments of my life and my mindset. And you know, Me Versus Myself podcast started through this desire I had to share ideas with the world. And over time, I kind of lost the intention behind it from, you know, self-doubt, from self-censoring as well. I kind of took a step back and I've been reflecting for a while now and thinking about why it was that I self-centered and why it was that self-censored, rather. And there's a lot behind that. So if we start off in the last time I told you guys what was going on, I want to say I was getting ready to work at Farm Fresh to You, or maybe was already working at Farm Fresh to You, which was a farm-to-table company where I was going door-to-door selling produce boxes, not physically in hand, just the signing people up to try out the produce boxes that would then, like, bring them organic fruits and vegetables recently harvested, about like 24 hour period in between, like a 20 to 48 hour period in between being harvested to being delivered to your home. I worked there for about 2 months, almost three, I want to say, 2 months or so. I met some cool people there, but I got the opportunity to work at a different place called Heartbeat Gardening. So that's kind of where I've been at recently. And what we do here at Heartbeat is we maintain edible fruits and vegetable gardens. And some people have fruit orchards, some people have veggies, some people have fruit veggies and like fruits and veggies. Some people have fruit veggies and chickens. So personally, this was something I knew I wanted to get a lot of experience in, because sustainability, permaculture, regenerative farming is a really interesting passion project of mine. I've got a lot of ideas as far as where I want to go with growing food and where I want to take this skill of growing food and vegetables. I've got a lot of ideas as far as like sustainability and this like zero waste kind of lifestyle I intend to live. Right now, currently, I don't really live a zero waste lifestyle. I've also kind of shied away a little bit from minimalism, and there's various things I do that are sustainable, but at the same time, a lot of things that I don't do. So there's a lot to go ahead and like, there's a big gap to bridge between myself, you know, attaining those things, as well as like me like continuing to learn. And after, you know, it's been about 6 months now that I've been working at Heartbeat, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity that I've received and the experience I've learned, because we work in Beverly Hills, Brentwood, like Malibu, so these high-end properties where it's like huge estates, you know, it's like not a suburban home, it's a mansion, and it's fucking, you know, it's bringing fruits and veggies to the personal chefs that then cook for the clients. And that's a very interesting reality to live in. And personally, I really am like pulled to this connection to food. That's kind of where this whole thing started. I wanted to kind of get more connection with my food. Ever since I lost weight and I started losing weight, I became more conscious about what I was putting in. And during the pandemic, it kind of became clear to me that I wanted to become more self-sufficient, self-reliant, and less dependent on the outside world. So as I learned a lot at Farm Fresh to You of like conventional versus organic produce that really helped keeping me on this path. And then I learned about growing fruits and veggies. So I've grown tomatoes, eggplants, lettuces, other leafy greens, Asian leafy greens, radishes, fruit trees, oranges, mandarins, cucumbers, onions, a whole range of fruits and veggies, a whole range. I've also partook in some installs of certain gardens, some new garden beds, some new fruits and veggie trees, some new fruits trees we've planted. And over the past year or so, I've definitely seen myself evolve into this new, more mature me. Before, I was very immature in the way of maybe just living for myself. I was more content with providing solely for myself, right? I only really cared about, you know, achieving or obtaining a certain amount of freedom, and it was a very selfish-minded way of thinking because it wasn't really fulfilling me. So I guess to kind of wrap this segment up, that's a mini highlight. That's a mini bit of like a mini glimpse into the past couple of months. It's been a interesting unraveling of this interest of mine, because for about 2 years or so, I've been learning about it. And for the past year, I grew some fruits and veggies here on our house, like the property here in where we live. But this was more intentional, as like these people were trying to feed themselves off of these veggie gardens. And I've also seen what works, what didn't work. I've seen some of my growing beliefs get clashed with. And the thing that I've really enjoyed is that I've enjoyed learning this organic pest control practices, organic growing principles, and there's a lot more to unlock. Like, there's a lot of things we don't do at the company I'm at that, you know, permaculturally minded I would do on my end. And that's also why, I mean, like, there's a lot to do as far as like, there's so much more I look to obtain for myself. And I'm excited to work on my property rather than these other clients, you know, and people that are super high up there, I guess, in the social or financial realm. I've definitely seen the contrast of the mansion, the big mansion, and also seen the contrast of a dirt cob house, like a dirt mud. So mud, clay, and hay house, and that luxury of that shelter, and that like luxury of community, you know. I've seen both dualities. I've seen both kind of partake, and both are beautiful. Both are incredibly worth it, whether it's, you know, whether it's the sustainable aspect of dirt, hay, and sand, or also the luxurious aspect of a family compound where, you know, so much work and commitment and time and prep and money went into creating that luxurious space where people can go and enjoy themselves. It's definitely a dope perspective to be in the middle of both of those things and being centered and knowing that, hey, like, this is beautiful, this is awesome, this is attainable, and this is possible. And both of these are possible. Both of these are fulfilling. Both of these are worth it. Both of these are worth it. Whether it's the cob and it's a simple dirt house, and as well as, like, you know, simple dirt house, but you've got a set up space to, you know, host people, have a communal gathering. That's what life is about. And I enjoy seeing those both perspectives of, like, holy fuck, beachfront property. You know, you look out into the fucking ocean. It's like, god damn, that's fucking badass, dude. Like, that's so amazing. That's so beautiful that it is. Life is that abundant that that is possible. So, hang on. Nothing's changed here. The dogs want to fucking leave the room. So, we're going to have them fucking leave the room really quick. Give me 1 second, dude. Let me get clear of the dead air. All right, Luna, get out. Go. Be free. Now, don't come back knocking, bruh. Nothing's fucking changed here. Not much has changed, though. Jesus is... Okay. Here she comes back. Fuck out of here, Luna. You're locked out now. So, a lot has changed, but yet a lot's the same. A lot is due to unravel. A lot is like, fuck, that doesn't make sense. I feel like I'm getting a little distracted because I hear the dog outside, but I'm not going to pay attention to it. Sorry. Oh my gosh. Okay, come in then, bruh. Come in. Luna, Millie, come inside. Alright. Go to your bed. Fuck. Okay, I'm sorry. I got distracted a little bit. What was I saying? A lot's changed, but yet a lot hasn't changed as far as my core self. There's I don't know. Let's unpack that a little bit, because a lot's changed, yet nothing's changed. And I feel like the reason why I say that is because at my core, certain principles, certain beliefs, I still hold and value. But I've also evolved in a way, right? Which is normal. But I guess some of the evolutions I've undergone have changed me. Excuse me. Have changed me into this more this more responsible self, I'd say. I'd say there's a lot of responsibility I've taken on over the past year, you know, from moving my girlfriend in here, my partner, really, dude, like, we're fucking really, really going we're going the distance, and that's been a huge cycle of lessons. This whole relationship's been a huge fucking learning period, and some of the lessons I've learned recently have been working through past identity beliefs, past relationship beliefs, past mindset beliefs too. Like I said, I was so caught up in me. I was caught up in my own kind of desires. And now it's not just about me. It's about me and her. And there's a responsibility that comes with that that I may have or may not have been ready for yet. Like, as I've had to like confront that and be like, well, here you are, bro, like, sink or swim. I fucking have been swimming. I've been swimming, and there's been moments where I'm like, fuck, I'm so tired. I'm about to just fucking chill and just fucking let the water take me. But it's also been a sharpening of myself and becoming into this provider kind of role that I'm looking to provide, right? I'm looking to provide the lifestyle of sustainability, the permaculture-minded thing, and raise a family within these kind of beliefs and raise up the next generation and help the next generation improve the quality of life through exercise, martial arts, and eating and growing food. I feel like both of those things I feel very called to put together. I feel very called to put together growing food and teaching martial arts to people. And I gotta continue to train so that I gotta continue to train. I gotta continue to grow food, because the more I unravel these skills and make it more like easy for myself, the easier it'll be to provide this for the next generation, right? And I think that's a worthwhile goal to try to achieve, this sustainable-minded, just like longevity-minded, more so longevity-minded approach to life, and maybe a little bit of a slowdown from the fast-paced commercial lifestyle that exists nowadays. And in this attention economy, it seems like those key moments and those like simple ways of living that have protected us and preserved us for so long are getting commoditized. And that's a lot of words to say. Like, we're losing a lot of the sustainable aspect of the way the human spirit has lived. We've lost our connection to our food. We've lost our connection to certain skills and community through that, through different people unraveling different skills. Although it's still there and maybe now digital, there's really something to like meeting in person, sharing ideas, sharing skill sets, sharing experience to then help out each other and help out one another become a better version of themselves for the sake of the future generations, right? That's kind of where I feel so drawn to this, because it's not just, okay, grow food and we eat it and it's done. There's a cycle that must be followed. And this cycle, I believe, the universe, God, Earth, follows or has put us on this path to regenerate and reap and sow, rather than just reap, pushing the fucking boundaries of how far we can reap without sowing. And I feel like there is so much more I have to do to provide that space that sometimes I still shy away from or run away from out of the fear of leaving comfort behind. And that's even gotten in the way a couple of times now from the martial arts thing. It's taken away from a lot of like beliefs or a lot of selfish things I used to do. And I think that's kind of where the issue stems from, this idea that being selfish, or this idea that me chasing, or this idea that me pursuing these actions is somewhat selfish, because I'm not just providing for me. So there's this kind of dilemma I face where I'm trying to develop my skill set. I'm trying to sharpen the knives, but I fucking feel like sometimes if my knife is too sharpened, it cuts the people around me. And that's okay. That's something I'm learning. It's okay. Like, it's bound to happen, right? And it's not like I'm fucking straight up sucking, slaying those. Like, I'm not just like cutting. That's a stupid metaphor, I guess. I've kind of lost the track of that. But, like, you know, it's like, by me sharpening my blades, I'm bound to cut people when I bump into them, because I'm just a sharp motherfucker. Like, that's just what it's going to be. And if that's challenging certain people's beliefs, or if that's challenging certain people's, if that's conflicting with anybody, I feel confident to step back into this power that we hold to develop our best selves. Sorry. To develop our best selves, right? To develop the ideas we have and want to, like, exist for. And I think that's why I have to, like, remember my why. And although I'm providing the lifestyle, I'm providing, you know, comfort, I'm providing security for my partner, that shit goes first, and then I'm able to provide. Like, I gotta go out there and work. I gotta go out there and work on the farm. I gotta go out there and work on myself, because those things are gonna reap the future I want. Rather than just, okay, I want temporary pleasure through comfort. Maybe we hang out here at home and I don't go and work out. I lay in bed or fucking eat X or Y. And it's like, wait. Like, you got shit to do, bro. And it's okay to feel somewhat, like, it's okay to take a step back from that now and then. It definitely is okay. But it shouldn't be the standard mode of operating. It shouldn't be the standard mode of, like, existing. Comfort and, you know, this, like, this idea that comfort's gonna bring me the life I want. Although in the moment, comfort feels really good. That's not where we're at. We're not there yet. We're not at the top of the hill yet. And yeah, there's been various, like, hilltops we've got to, and being like, oh, this looks pretty dope. We could build a base here. I think we have to continue moving. We got to continue moving, continue trying shit out, trying to see new things. And I definitely feel sometimes challenged in that aspect. I feel like sometimes, like, I'm not so open. I haven't been as open as I was in the past. And I think because now I have a little bit of a burden of providing for two people instead of just one. So I could see how that slowed me down, and knowing that, oh fuck, well, like, I can't just provide these experiences for me and my needs, because the other person has needs, the other person has desires, the other person has wants. And since I feel I've kind of taken on the responsibility to provide, you know, the security, I sometimes feel conflicted because I'm not providing as much as I know I can be or should be or want to be, so that we could live that lifestyle that I know I want. So it conflicts, right? It conflicts, and that's a little bit of a loop that I've been in recently. But like I said, as you dive back into that power of knowing, hey, dude, like, I gotta do this shit for me first. I gotta provide for myself first, and I know that we're both capable of providing for each other. It should be a... And it's not that it's not. It's not that we're not working together, but definitely sometimes we're working against each other. And that's okay, but we're working against each other because we're like fulfilling our individual needs, which is okay. That's part of balancing a relationship, right? It's like, you're one person, I'm one person, and we meet in the middle. And when it's time to create a family, we're gonna walk in the middle together and still, you know, veer off a little bit to the left, you still veer off to the right, because those things, it like synergizes, right? It's supposed to go, we're supposed to go parallel, but it's okay if we stray off a little bit. But ideally, the goal remains to be parallel down this path of principles, of morals and beliefs. And recently, too, I find myself being a lot more faithful. For example, this year, so let me unpack a little bit of this year. Let me go into what's going on this year. So this year, as you guys known before, I've taken intentional periods of time to be like, this year I'll learn a lot. This year I'm going to challenge myself to learn about myself. Or there was one year that was the year of learning, the year of self-sufficiency. So that was last year when I started to like work and try to unpack this freedom that I could earn and pay for myself. So that's kind of the self-sufficiency aspect of things. And I'm learning how to feed myself, learning what's kind of required to run a little bit of a garden operation for myself and the family. This year is the year of optimizing and the year of growing. So as you guys know, I like poking smart a little bit. And if you don't know what that is, just switch out those first two letters. So I've challenged myself to not partake until I harvest my own greens. And that intention set early in the year has really helped carry me through these little short battles. And to be honest, it hasn't been too bad. There's definitely been times where I've took breaks where it's been like, I feel just fucking out of it. But I think since there's such a big intention behind it, again, it wraps back to the sustainability, self-sufficiency thing. And it wraps back into like connecting with food and medicine and just connecting with food and organic life fostered by the stewards of the land, which is me and the communal people that will help me like take care of the land itself so that the land can take care of us. And that's a big disconnect I feel us as a country or as a people, as a generation, have lost connection with or appreciation for. Yes, there's advocates for climate change and this and that, but it's like, dude, like the real fucking battle is building fertile soil, maintaining fertile soil, maintaining ecosystems, maintaining food systems, and helping people be fed through permaculture principles. Permaculture being a permanent approach to agriculture, and agriculture commonly now, big agriculture, fucking the Matrix, big agriculture, is completely stripping the land of life. And there's organic practices that, yes, maybe will lose crop yield, but I believe the stat is the same amount of crops are lost in a organic operation than is in a fucking monocrop agriculture. So monocrop being one crop, so those big fields we see where they're growing fucking cabbages, and it's all cabbages the whole way. So to maintain a pest-free environment, we use pesticides, right? So either the planes come and spray, or people spray with their sprayers, and that's to eliminate pests, eliminate fungus. So there's fungicides, pesticides, and these things were created and started to become like mainstream or widely used after World War One, when, you know, in World War One was the first time they'd used gas attacks. So if you think about it now, we turned that science, those chemical factories needed to keep producing their product, which is what they developed, and with the idea of helping the farmers out, which, don't get me wrong, it's hard to farm organically. It's hard and it's not hard. You know, it's hard and it's not hard. But so this technology was developed to help us fight off pests and help us have a higher guarantee of more volume created. So as farms are incentivized to make money off of their crops, what good does it do if you have an acre, say, and this acre of cabbages gets eaten by cabbage worms, right? Because cabbage worms are these little worms that eat at certain plants, I believe, from the Brassica factory, family. So it's like broccolis, cauliflowers, cabbages, I think kales as well. So these are little green worms that will go and make holes in the plants that will stunt the growth of crops. So say, you know, the damage happens. So the plant sends out hormones to repair itself or heal itself, and the energy is diluted rather than concentrated into growing a cabbage per se, or a cauliflower, or broccoli. It's stunted, right? It's stunted because of the damage. So what the fucking solution was, well, we'll spray the motherfucking crops and no fucking bugs gonna land on these shits, and if they do land on it, they're gonna die. So then the energy from the plant is directed to produce. So now you have your acre from potentially being like no crop, you have from maybe potentially getting like 60-50% of the crop yield, you can get a higher percentage. Now, I'm not going to say that it's 100% because I'm not sure. I've never ran a big scale farming operation that way. And I also don't knock people that are doing it, because we need it. Like, we need food. But there's ways to do it in a way that's more permanent, where permaculture principles will drive the sustainability thing. It will drive the connection and loop that I was mentioning of like reap and sow, rather than just reap. And who gives a fuck about the microbiomes in the soil, because we till everything. So if there's worms, there's nematodes, there's little fucking insects in the dirt, they get fucking eviction notice. We're going to plant something new, and things are crap. Things are planted. So I had this epiphany idea when it came to my consumption of, you know, reefer. Well, I was like, wait a second. If I'm going to the shops and I'm buying this, and these farms are farming this crop for profit, what are the chances that they're using unsustainable practices when it comes to growing this medicine? So it was this idea of like, wait, like, if I've been so concerned about connecting to organic food, connecting to like less GMO, like no GMO foods, like no pesticide foods, and again, it's hard and it's expensive and it's a bit of a challenge, and we're in a bit of a pickle here as a society and as a people, where it's like we're kind of at the mercy of these big corporations and these grocery store chains, but there's also a more expensive crop where it's organic, and it's like more, you're paying more for the labor and the time, because the plants here on an organic scale are harvested closer to peak ripeness rather than the industrial monocrop fields, where they need to harvest, prep, package, and deliver and like ship to places like grocery stores. If you go to like a farmer's market, chances are they harvested most of their crops within a week, maybe a couple days, maybe even the day before. And the same goes for eggs and meat and shit like that. And this is a whole topic maybe for another video, because I feel like I'm throwing a whole bunch at you guys that, like, and it's all off the dome too, which is awesome to think that it's so ingrained in my head that all this shit's going on. But this is pretty much what the past 6 months have been. Unraveling this shit. Unraveling this. Training. September, actually, I did a little mini kick. Sorry to switch off. To switch the topic again. September, I did a little kickboxing event. A little exhibition kickboxing match. And that was really fun. And even yesterday, I went to spar. So my body still feels a little bit like, oh, fuck. It's been a while. But, dude, like, this is it. This is the lifestyle I seek, dude. This is the lifestyle I seek. Growing food, growing reefer, and training. Training. And training people. And competing. And this year I have a lot of ideas. I have a lot of ideas that I want to go and write down, because they've just been like clouds in my head. But I got to bring those clouds down and fucking wring out that fucking, wring that water out onto the paper and see what's up. Today it's raining, right? So that's why I didn't go to work. But I got some tasks today on my little farm. We got some peas and oats to sow. And the reason why I'm going to grow these, so a lot of, like, so these are, you might see soil builder. So it's like, why, how is it soil builder? So when it comes to building soil, you might think when you're growing something, you need to feed the plant. So a lot of people think, oh, fertilizer, like feed the plant. Yes, in theory, yes, you are going to feed the plant by fertilizing it. But what you're actually feeding and what you're looking to feed is the soil itself. Because the soil is where all the fucking nutrients are. Yes, the plant will do its thing and it will benefit from pulling nutrients from the soil. But if you don't have any soil in your plot, if you don't have any soil, if you don't have any life in your soil, you need to supplement it with inorganic or synthetic fertilizers or synthetic GMO foods that have been optimized to grow under less fertile conditioned soil. So when you want to build your soil up, for example, this pea and oats cover crop will help add nitrogen into the soil, which is one of the nutrients needed in the soil to provide nutrients to your plants. So by sowing these crops, we're basically going to increase the activity within the soil. And after the crops are done, you simply chop the crops. And again, all the greens that you've grown, you let them back into the soil and let the worms, the bugs, everything down there consume it again and make those nutrients available for the new plants you're going to grow. And that's the sustainable aspect of permaculture, right? Rather than, okay, this is done, let's fucking till it up and let's plant the new things. Yes, the new things will grow, but the difference of this is you're using these things to build the soil up. And so I'm going to go ahead and read these things for you. Let's read the back for you, okay? It says, this hardworking combination of field peas and oats quickly improves the soil with nutrients and organic material. While helping to suppress weeds, the mix is also perfect for conditioning areas being turned into gardens, such as lawns and vacant lots. Pea plants fix nitrogen and condition the topsoil, while the flowers attract bees and other beneficial insects. Oats hold nitrogen, provide organic material, and suppress weeds. The cut plant material provides a wonderful winter mulch that helps prevent soil erosion and is ready to be tilled into the garden as soon as soil can be worked in the spring. See inside the, okay, intensive sowing. So, you heard that? You heard it here first, boys. Feed the fucking soil. So this is where composting comes into play. This is where chickens and fucking animals grazing on grass fucking feeds the soil. So if you think about the Midwest or the United States as a whole, bison, fucking woolly mammoths, fucking moose and elks and shit, they used to just roam on the prairies. So what would they do? They would eat grass, leaves and shit, and then actually like shit it out, releasing it back into the soil. So if you think about over 100 years, however long you really want to think about it, that fucking soil builds up. So if you started with just dirt, right? Blank. Throw a little bit of dirt. Ideally, you want to start stacking the fucking... You want to get soil so nice and fertile that the plants can extend their roots all the way in. And some crops, once they're done, you simply chop them at the base and then let the rest go, cover it up more, and now you got another layer. And it's like a cake, you know, you can start building a cake of fucking soil that's kind of like what you see in a jungle or what you see in a forest, right? It's like layers and layers and layers and layers of years of fallen trees, of fallen leaves, fallen fucking logs, fallen plants and flowers and seeds and birds and animals and the whole fucking principle, the whole permaculture cycle. So all that to say, that's where I've been. That's where a lot of my time and passion has been. That's where a lot of it has been That's what a lot of my energy's been like directed to, is learning about this stuff so that I can connect my community to their food, connect the future generations I hope to impact with their food, as well as the fighters, teammates, people in my life that maybe don't have access to this knowledge, and put them on and reconnect us to our roots. And I feel simply because the little town I'm from in Jalisco, Mexico, which I was not born there, but got my great grandma just turned 102 like last week from my mom's side. So my mom's mom turned 102, bro. 102. And there's a small little town out there where people possibly are, you know, maybe affected by food costs, food shortages per se. And if I can get there and develop a food forest and build a community around maintaining that, sustaining that, that will help with the not relying so much on the external towns, external places that bring in and control segments of price, and based on the demand that's needed is what, you know, impacts certain styles of living. I want to connect us back to that simpler loop of reap and sow. And that's why I feel so driven. That's why I feel so like connected to that mission. And I feel like that's why it's kind of taken me away from wanting to talk about my feelings, right? Because that's what Me Versus Myself used to be. It was come on here and bitch about my life, come out here and complain, come out here like and tell you my life, it's like, dude, nobody gives a fuck, dude. And I think that's why I kind of like took myself out of it, because I was like, dude, you don't have to go on here and complain about shit just because you feel sad. Like, I've learned that. Shout out my boy Andrew Tate, that's told me, bro, like, hey dude, life as a man is supposed to suck. Like, it's supposed to suck. It's supposed to be hard. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be, oh, yeah, I feel sad. Feel fucking pity for me. And be my friend. It's like, dude, it's only ever fucking been us, bro. It's only ever been me versus myself. It's only fucking that. That's the mission. That's Jesus. That's the work that I'm working on. And me versus myself, it's good to be back. It's good to be back on. It's good to be talking to you guys again. It's cool. It feels really good. It feels good. It feels like, dude, I feel like you haven't seen me in a while, and I just came out of the fucking POW camp of my mind. But like I said, I'm tapping into that power of me not giving a fuck, of me doing this thing because of me. It's me. And it's only ever been me. And I'm the one that has to do these things for myself. And that's a fucking big ass blessing from God, that he said, hey bro, you can handle this shit. I've gave you these ideas because I know you can handle this shit. So don't get confused. Don't give up your power. Don't give up this idea of, don't give it up for comfort, bro. Don't fucking give it up for comfort. If you're giving it up for comfort, bro, you're going to waste your time. And you're going to get to the fucking end of your life and be like, fuck, at least my life was comfortable. Like, no, bro, you don't want that. Obviously, we're choosing a slower paced lifestyle with the sustainability things, but that doesn't mean it's going to be comfortable. When has it ever been comfortable? Maybe after fucking World War, not even after World War II, perhaps. It's not been comfortable, bro. It's not been comfortable. And if they're going to replace us with fucking robots, like fucking Wall-E, you know, like the fucking fatties that are just chilling on the ship, joking. Your AI is going to pull up and be like, all right, human beings, you guys are fucking done. So it won't be fucking worth it. But if we fucking sustain ourselves and we create comfort through community, sustainability, and overall a productive, creating a productive ecosystem, I think we will leave the earth better than it we found it. And I think that's what God wants us to do. He wants me to do. And it's kind of crazy to think about these kinds of things now, because before it was not in my vocabulary to think about that kind of thing, not to think of like, what does God want me to do? But I understand the mission. It's like, Roger that, bro. Roger fucking that. I got you, bro. I will not deliver this. And yeah, like, you've given me this whole time, this whole life to unravel this shit. I promise, bro, I'm gonna fucking deliver. And I think that's it. That's all I really have to say. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you for the patience. Thank you for listening to all the way through, if you do. Definitely, like I said, I'm tapping back into this power. I've tapped into this power, actually. Here I am, standing on my fucking pillar, right? I'm fucking got my staff in my hand, standing at the top of this new hill now, and still looking at, holy fuck, there's still so much to go. And I'm happy to bring you guys along. I'm going to need you guys along the way. So if you at all feel inspired or motivated or interested in learning how to grow food, learning how to grow and maintain fruits and veggies, I will make more videos about that stuff. I'm going to share that knowledge with you, because it doesn't serve me just to keep it to myself. Because if I get hit by a bus, fuck it, that, fuck all that shit went away. Valió mice, bro. That's it. But it's not. It's going to live. It's going to live on beyond us. At least 2 generations after us. After that, the fucking AI bots can figure it out, bro. If they want to eat or not, they probably don't even need to eat. They just need to plug into the sun. That's okay. That won't be our reality to see. Thankfully, we have a chance of slowing that process down if we maintain our human curiosity, our human love. I think we are detached from that. And shit's so polarized that you maybe think, humans are bad or blah, 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 but we're beautiful. And we're amazing. We've had so much power on this earth, dude. We got so much power, and like the fucking hammer, right? You could build a house or you could destroy that shit. So let's fucking build, bro. Let's build, guys. I leave you with this message. I feel like the fucking Martian right now. I'm talking to fucking Earth and I'm on Mars. Like, yo, what's up? Only a few people will laugh at that. And I love you guys for that. So thank you for listening. Thank you for growing with me. And here's to more growing and growing. And always, figuratively and metaphorically, in the way that we're growing fucking produce and growing life, growing community, growing personally, growing physically. All right. I love y'all. Thank you so much. This has been Me Versus Myself podcast number, I don't know.